Just one quick halakha that comes from the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Aleph. There the Gemara talks about the Isur of going to a bathhouse with one's father and one's father-in-law. The Gemara also includes that it is Asur to go into the bathhouse. Again, this is a place where people are not dressed with one's mother's husband, which would, that would be like a stepfather, and the Gemara includes as well the Isur of going into the bathhouse with one's brother-in-law, married to his sister, and the Gemara restricts in going to a bathhouse with one's rabbi. There were places that had the custom that it's forbidden to go into the bathhouse with one's brother, but that is only in a place that has a specific custom like that, but from the Gemara, it seems it is mutar. All these cases are brought down in Harambam, as well as the Rama in Hilchot Ibn Ha'ezer in Siman Chaf Gimal. As a matter of fact, the Rama in his text says that brothers are also forbidden to go into the bathhouse together. The Gaon Mevilna points out that it's a Taut Sofer, because from the Gemara it's Mashma only in a place where there is a specific custom. This halakha is also brought down in Yoreh De'a Siman Resh Mem Bet. Over there, the Rama writes that regarding the Isur of going into the bathhouse with one's rabbi, that's only talking about if the rabbi is there first and then the student walks in. But if the student is in the bathhouse already and then the rabbi walks in, the student does not have to exit. He could finish what he's doing and then he could leave. The different reasons given over here are because these can lead to bad thoughts. The person is when he sees people not dressed the right way, specifically his father, where his origin is from his father, and his father-in-law, his wife, is the origin is from his father-in-law, and therefore it can start to cause him to have hidhurim, bad thoughts. Therefore, the rabbi is restricted, and of course, one would be asked to go with his rabbi into the bathhouse because not respectful, kavod and yirah, fear. Now, when we say bathhouse, this would include today's mikveh, where people are not dressed as they enter and exit the mikveh, so that one has to be careful on such a thing. And many times, you know, father takes his son to the mikveh on Friday with him, and he doesn't realize that it's not proper according to the halakha. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a question that he really leaves in abeyance, and he says it's going to really depend on what the minhag of the place is. His discussion is that is a person allowed to make the tahara after the death of his father or his father-in-law? Which means where you're saying now, when they're alive, you're not to see their nakedness when they're in the mikveh. So what about making the tahara after somebody dies? There's a whole little ritual. They put them in the mikveh, they clean them, etc. Rav Moshe has two sides. One side to say mutar, one side to say asur. Then he says really it's going to be based on the minhag. But he clearly does write a father, a person to his grandfather would be 100% mutar. Just as it's mutar to go to mikveh, father to person to grandson to grandfather, halakha did not osir. And therefore for the tahara, it should be okay as well. Now, he does point out that since there are some communities, which is our community as well, that has a very strict custom that the sons do not go to the cemetery after the passing of their father at the levaya, so that would be more strict, maybe not to make the tahara on one's father as well, based on Kabbalistic reasons. So again, really the question of father doing the tahara for his a son doing it for his father, or a son-in-law for his father, that would be dependent on a minhag. You'd have to ask the local authorities what the minhag of the place is. He does say that if you don't know what the minhag is, you should be mahmir. You will say that it is indeed asur. But regarding the mikveh, we said the halakha clearly, one should refrain from being with people that are forbidden.